KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear, and we currently have 26 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 55, northwest winds this morning, becoming southwest this afternoon at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, voters in Audubon County passed a $7.5 million school bond referendum that was proposed to help pay for improvements and repairs to the middle and high school buildings, especially with regard to the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system at the high school. Unofficial results Tuesday night from the Audubon County Auditor's Office show the bond issue passed by a vote of 271 yes to 119 no, or about 65.59% to 30.41%. The results will be made official once canvassed by the Board of Supervisors. Physical plant and equipment, or PEPL levies, were approved Tuesday by voters in both the Creston and East Union Community School Districts. Unofficial results show that in Creston, the PEPL passed by 527 to 146 votes, or 78.3% to 21%. East Union voters voted 122 to 70 to extend their PEPL levy. Those funds may be used, of course, for facilities, projects, and maintenance, technology purchases, transportation vehicles, and other necessary expenses. The Guthrie County Auditor's Office has released the unofficial results of Tuesday's special election. Guthrie County Public Measure A, an $8.7 million bond referendum for a law enforcement center addition project, passed by a vote of 80.60% to 19.4%, 1,666 yes to 401 no. And again, those results will be made official during a canvass by the Guthrie County Board of Supervisors slated for next Tuesday. The 14,800 square foot addition would serve as the Guthrie Center Law Enforcement Center. The facility is designed to include 5 classification units and 4 intake holding cells, and includes a jail with 28 beds, with a second bunk of 32 beds, along with jail services, jail administration, sheriff's administration, patrol, and investigations. Also, the Coon Rapids-Bayard Community School District Public Measure B, a proposed $3 million bond referendum for a new building and improvements at the campus in Coon Rapids, failed by a vote of 99 to 76. A 60% supermajority was needed in order for the measure to pass. That particular vote only garnered 56.57% yes to 43.43% no. Voters in the Lenox Community School District have approved a $9.9 million bond issue, which will pay for several improvements to district facilities, including replacement of the elementary school roof and installation of energy-efficient windows at the Lenox High School, most of which are over 50 years old. Additional classroom space is also covered under that bond issue. Unofficial results from the combined Adams, Ringgold, Union, and Taylor County Auditor's Office show the bond issue passed by a vote of 332 yes to 198 no, or 62.6% to 57.4%. A 60% supermajority was needed in order for that measure to pass. And a bond issue for one new Western Iowa County jail was approved Tuesday, but votes for jail bonds in another county fell short. Woodbury County voters approved a $50.3 million bond issue to replace an existing jail, which officials say is overcrowded and has a number of deficiencies. Voters in neighboring Monona County narrowly rejected a $6.2 million bond issue that would have funded a replacement for the county's overcrowded 46-year-old facility. The measure received 57%, or 3 percentage points less than the 60% required for passage. Also, officials with Shift ATL in Atlantic said Tuesday they recently received a big boost in their fundraising efforts thanks to former Atlantic resident Roger Underwood. Shift ATL was formed in June of last year with a vision to shift the direction of Atlantic's social and economic development opportunities by leveraging partnerships and strengthening social bonds within the community. They intend to revitalize Atlantic through projects, services, and programs that will enhance the community and foster a sense of growth. Well, after an initial meeting between Roger Underwood and Shift ATL organized by Dave Chase, Underwood announced that he would like to pass along his Atlantic Community Development stock to Shift ATL, as well as donate $25,000 to help support the organization's vision. Underwood said he's deeply impressed by the commitment of Shift ATL leadership as they seek new and different ways to add to the value future of Atlantic by thinking innovatively about what Atlantic can be tomorrow. Now, Shift ATL recently launched the Shift Network, which serves as the group's planned giving venue. And the 501c3 nonprofit is currently in the midst of fundraising efforts with a newly launched capital campaign as they work toward completing a grant application for the state of Iowa's Catalyst Grant, which is due April 2020. The grant, if awarded, would give the group $100,000 of funds to use toward their current project at 14 East 4th Street, a housing rehabilitation project. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Harold Hoffman Sr., age 83, of Hancock, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial for Harold Hoffman Sr. will be this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mildred Stapleton, age 101, of Messina, died February 22nd. Funeral services for Mildred Stapleton will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Messina, with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Lois Blair, age 90, of Boone, died February 28th. Graveside services for Lois Blair will be today at 1 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marlene Hess, age 89, of rural Brayton, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Marlene Hess will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Donna Schmarzo, age 94, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Donna Schmarzo will be on Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. David T. Smith, age 76, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for David Smith will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dennis Immel, age 80, of Adair, died Monday in Texas. Services for Dennis Immel are pending with Hockenberry Family Care in Adair. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.